Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic and wide menu. The food is to die for, I have to say. It really is fantastic. The chicken wings in particular. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel. No better location. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got an email from a lady that I'm going to call Layla, just for the purposes of this conversation. Now, she did actually give us her name, but I've decided not to read out her full name because of the sensitivity of the topic, but she did actually give us her name. Anyway, I'm going to call her Layla. And here's what she wrote to us on our Gmail, which is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Hello, lads, writes Layla. My husband and I are in disagreement about our teenage son drinking. He's 16 and planning a trip with his mates to Germany this October. My husband doesn't want him going because he knows that he'll most likely be drinking with his classmates. At his age, he would be legally allowed to purchase beer in Germany, which doesn't sit right with my husband. My husband is originally from Kenya, and the culture of consuming alcohol is totally different there, and teenagers drinking alcohol would be much frowned upon. We first clashed over this when I decided to give my son and his friend a few slabs of beer on his birthday a few months ago, even though my son's friend's parents were informed and were fine with this. Ever since then, my husband has been reluctant to let him go to parties with his friends, knowing they'll almost certainly be drinking. He told me that he worries it will affect him negatively in the future, but I just think he's overly concerned for no reason. I'd personally like it if my son didn't drink, but I realise that being draconian about it will most likely lead him to overdo it somewhere in a field. My parents let myself and my brothers drink when we were his age, and we all turned out fine. My husband thinks that Irish culture has an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, and most parents from other countries and cultures would agree with him. I'd love to hear what other people think about this, particularly people from outside Ireland. And that's from a lady called Layla. So, the young fella's 16. For his 16th birthday, Mammy allowed him to have a few beers. She even bought them. And the husband is not at all happy with this. He believes we have a very unhealthy relationship with alcohol, and he doesn't even want his son going on the trip in whenever it is in October to Germany.
You're actually going to be surprised by my opinion on this. What do you think my opinion on this would be?
Drink.
Normally we talk about this beforehand.
Drink is bad. You're an alcoholic, Adrian. Is that basically it?
Well, the you're an alcoholic, Adrian thing, yeah, that's standard. No, but that's,
where does it go after that?
I actually don't see the big problem with it. I've changed in the last couple of years my opinion towards this, and I'll tell you why, because I have a friend who's older, whose kids are now in their 20s, and he would be a very liberal father. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Offhand, no.
Ah, you do, your man.
I meant to know who that is.
There, hang on, let me just...
Oh, okay, let's... Oh, yeah.
You know how liberal he is as indeed, a father. Yeah. Very liberal. And he's taught me some very good lessons about parenting over the last few years. And the whole thing about that, if you deny children things, they will want them all the more. My house, I grew up in a very strict house where we weren't allowed to have sugary drinks or sweets or anything like that. And as soon as I got to the age where I was able to buy my own sweets and
in
Coke.
In fact, when I met you first, you were addicted to Coke. You were drinking bottles of Coke.
Yeah, because,
is that right?
Because I was denied it through my childhood. So we let our kids sometimes have the odd fizzy drink. But when it gets to that age, the alcohol thing, here's the thing. Alcohol is so accessible in this country. Mm-hmm. You only have to look outside my local off license where there's teenagers hanging there every day asking adults to get drink bought for them. You can't stop your children from having alcohol. You just can't. So by
then you can if you lock them in their room.
Yeah, that's the only way. So, but by denying them that, and by telling them alcohol isn't evil, by the way. Now, conversation for another day. If it was cannabis or drugs, that's another day. I have my son so terrified of drugs that he'll never touch anything. But alcohol, I don't see as big of a problem.
But it is as big of a problem. If you want to go, we're kind of in agreement on this topic today. However, people seem to gloss over the fact that alcohol is a drug. No matter what way you want to shine it, it is a drug. It affects your brain. It can lead to chronic addiction. Yeah, it has all the same properties as any other drug.
Yeah, but I think if you make something inaccessible, they just want it all the more. And by telling them that they can't have alcohol will make them want it all the more. It really will. I didn't start drinking. I think I had my first drink when I was 19 because I had no interest in it, whatever. But had my parents had said, no, there's never alcohol is evil, blah, 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 it probably would have wanted it all the more. You need to play mind games with your kids. And
mind games?
Yeah, mind games. You need to the more liberal you are, the less likely they are to want to drink. So if you say, I'm not. But if you're one of these parents, say, if you come home with the smell of drink off you, I'll leather the legs off you, and you'll be grounded for a month, that's going to make them do it all the more. I don't see a problem with that 16-year-old having the odd drink.
You don't see a problem with a 16-year-old having the odd drink?
No.
How has your opinion changed so dramatically?
From talking to our mutual friend who was very liberal with his kids about that, and they actually respected drink all the more. Because
I said this to you 10 years ago and you said, you absolute prick, you fool of a father. You're a disgraceful father.
Yeah, but that's because your kids had to carry home drunk one night.
No, that's not the reason. We had this exact conversation about 10 years ago.
Yeah, you literally...
And I'm literally Googling that, yeah.
To see if we talk. Yeah, but I've changed since.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So young Luke will be able to get locked when he's 14.
No, I didn't say locked. He'd be able to have a couple of drinks. I'm not going to make it so unobtainable and so like out there that he will really, really want us because we're banning it. So now I don't know. I haven't spoken to his mother about this.
Oh, right. So there could be murder.
But I think when it comes to alcohol, if you are quite relaxed and liberal about it.
Again, I want to know what has changed so dramatically in 10 years. Because 10 years ago, and I'm not exaggerating when I say,
well, a lot of people,
you said I was the most irresponsible parent for allowing my then 16-year-old to have a drink.
10 years ago, you said you'd never get married again, and you did.
I never said I wouldn't.
10 years ago, I said I'd never have three kids, and here I am with three kids. Things change in 10 years' time.
No, but there's a difference between such a dramatic opinion. You genuinely, 10 years ago, said any parent who allows their teenager to drink at home is an irresponsible parent. They were your exact words.
Well, I can see the topic there. But look at that. But you have bullshit like this. Look at this message just came in from Breda. I have two daughters and neither of them were allowed to drink before the age of 21. You see, now that's draconian stuff. How do you stop someone drinking once they turn the age of 18 and they're adults?
I don't know.
Breda, I'd love you to message us back and tell me how you managed to stop your daughters drinking from the age of... From 18 to 21. By the way, your daughters, Breed, I don't want to cast aspersions on them. Your daughters, I'd say now, I don't know what age they are now, I'd say they're out every weekend getting gee-eyed. No, but you?
I don't know.
No, I'd say they are because they were denied. They were literally, you know, you cannot run.
Okay, but the one thing that I will say, many, many years ago, you used to say things like, alcohol is bad, I don't drink, it's the root of all evil, you had a drink at 18, you're a fucking alcoholic, and all that. You said things.
You do have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You don't.
Smell a drink off you and all today.
Kate has been in touch with us.
Well, that's an interesting topic for today. Just my two cents on it. I think if you go about that approach of not letting kids do anything, you're just going to raise stinky kids. I was 16 years old, and at family events, I was offered a bottle of beer. I always turned it down because I was like, God, no, that's what the adults do, and it's weird. And at Christmas time, I was offered a glass of wine or a glass of Prosecco. Come 17... yeah, I was taking them up, but it was never more than that. My first proper drink was with my mum when we were on holidays together. There was no doing it in excess. When I was 17, we went off to a trip in Europe at school, and it was brilliant. And myself and my group of friends, we were all raised the same way, and all our parents all had the same approach to, you know, don't be offered drinks with the adults. And we'd all had the discussions with our parents of, like, what's safe limits, blah, 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 blah. And then when it came to us of going away, yeah, the other kids were all sneaking off and having the drinks. And we were there just like, actually, no, that's not what we're here for. Like, why would you be sneaking around when you can sit down on a weekend and actually, like, have a respectful drink with your family? So I just think if you go about the way of sitting down with your kids, chatting to them, telling them about, you know, the unhealthy limits and where they can get to, if they don't treat alcohol with respect as it should be treated. I can't say we've not all had big nights out, but you just have to treat kids with a bit more respect and actually give them the approach to being able to let them make their own choices.
James, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, James?
Hi, how are you getting on, guys?
Good, not a bother, James. Well, you've heard the message from Leila. Her husband is not at all happy about their young fella having a drink at 16. What's your view on all this?
Well, look, it's one thing to say, look, a 16-year-old shouldn't be drinking. Like, they shouldn't be. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't. I would be very of the opinion that you can't control what your kids do when they're not around, so why not take control of the things they do when you're around? So, like, that being said, you can't really tell your kids not to drink because they'll go off and they'll do it in the field, and that's not really
you don't want them doing it in the field and getting alcohol poisoning or whatever because they drank too much and all of that. Yeah,
no, absolutely. Look, and even at that, like, if they're sitting there drinking in the field, like, what the fucking else are they going to be taking? You know, like, they could be taking mad drugs with young players that they don't even know. They could be from the school over and saying, oh yeah, you can trust us, like, take this stuff. And then next of all, maybe your kid, like you said, alcohol poisoning, your kid could fucking overdose on something. Like, you know, it's not a controlled environment in any way, so why not just take control of it yourself?
And taking control of it yourself involves allowing them to have the odd drink at home, does it?
Well, yeah, like I was saying earlier, like, I think buying your kid a slab of cans is a bit fucking irresponsible, but like, you know, I said, like, two or three cans on the weekend, you know, but for the whole weekend, for Saturday and Sunday, I don't think with your mother and father that's going to do much harm to you. You're going off and you're drinking, like, somewhere where, you know, you don't really know the people around you. It's just, there's danger there, but there's no
okay,
danger.
Okay, one of the issues that this lady has, well, or her husband has, is this young fella and his mates are going off to Germany in October. You can legally drink beer over the age of 16 in Germany. He will be legally able to drink over there, and dad doesn't even want him going on the holiday.
Well, yeah, like you said, like, dad is of Kenyan descent, so look, it's all different cultures, and the same with Germany. There's a whole culture centered around beer over there, and of course, if they can drink at 16, no one's going to stop them over there. I don't think, like I said, I'm not encouraging that 16-year-old goes to Germany to fucking spend all their parents' money on piss. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, like, at least over there, like, they're kind of protected by the law, and they're not going to be on their own. They're going to be with teachers. They're going to be with other students that they know and they trust. Like, you know, it's a bit of a different scenario. I don't.
Okay,
think
but what I'm hearing from you is, ideally, a 16-year-old shouldn't be drinking, but you can think of far worse things that they could be doing, and you don't see that much harm in it.
And that's how I feel as well, man. I feel that, you know, teenagers are going to experiment with things anyway. So I would rather, out of all the things I would rather them do, I'd break their legs if I caught them smoking cannabis or anything like that, or even vaping or anything like that. But I think the lesser of all those evils is alcohol, man.
Believe it or not, it's actually one of the most evil of all.
No, not in my opinion.
I actually disagree with that as well. Yeah. I think alcohol is very fucking dangerous.
It's the root of all evil.
No, I'm not saying it's not dangerous. I'm saying it's the lesser of all those evils.
How have you come to that conclusion after all these years that alcohol is the least dangerous of all? It's actually not.
Because I think alcohol is more experimental, and it's something that it's a phase that people go through. I look at cousins of mine, yeah, who literally when they were 18 to 24 went out and got locked two nights a week. Now they're 24, 25. They're more health conscious. They're over. They're out of that phase. So they're gone. Whereas a cannabis phase, again, conversation for another day. It's a gateway drug. It leads on to harder drugs. Vaping, we don't know how dangerous that is, but we do know it's very dangerous for people's health. I think out of all the things that my kids could be doing at 15, if you gave me a list...
Oh, 15 now?
Well, 15, 16, whatever the case may be.
So young Luke is going to be locked when he's 15. No, I'm saying
if you gave me a list, which would you prefer... Okay, well, let me say to you, Sean. Do you have kids?
No, I have no kids.
Okay, I'm going to give you four options. So supposing you have a 15-year-old at home right now, okay? A 15-year-old daughter, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which of these four things... would you prefer? So she has to do one of these four things. Which would you prefer to do? So number one is smoking cannabis, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number two is having sex, yeah?
Okay.
Number three is vaping. And number four is having the odd drink at the weekend. Which would you prefer to do for?
I suppose it was said there, cannabis can be a gateway drug.
No, but which of the four? No, just tell me which of the four.
I think that having a few drinks at home is safe. It's okay.
Thank you.
You're not going to harm anyone. If you're with your mother and father, they're the ones in control of the situation. You're not going to come to any harm. It's a bit stupid to think otherwise.
Stay there for a second, James.
Let me put that to you, would you? Because you had a...
I'm still... gobsmacked by your absolute hypocrisy, because 10 years ago you ripped parents asunder for allowing their children to... you said they were irresponsible, they were breeding them into drug culture, you were creating...
Jesus, 10 years
alcoholics
ago.
No, but I'm saying
10 years ago,
if your opinion 10 years ago was abhorrent, but you thought you were right then.
But sorry, people's lives change, and the political party you voted for 10 years ago, you wouldn't dare vote for them now, so you've changed. Are people not allowed to change?
Yeah, it's a big change.
No, all I'm saying is I'm going to ask you the question. When your daughter was 15, yeah? When Laura was 15,
yeah.
Which of those four things would you... if she said, Daddy, I'm going out this weekend, I'm going to do one of these four things. I'm going to drink.
Like, that's going to happen.
I'm going to drink. I'm going to vape. Yeah? I'm going to have sex. I'm going to do drugs. Which one do you want me to do? Answer the question.
Ideally none.
There's no ideally none, because they're going to do one of them. So which is it?
Our number is 085-825-2626.
085-825-2626. Just take the splinter.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Chloe.
Hiya, how's things? How are you?
Good, thanks, Chloe. The message that we got from Layla, who's talking about her husband, her Kenyan husband, not being at all happy, believing that we Irish have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, and he does not want his 16-year-old drinking at all. What's your view on this?
I 100% agree with the father on, you know, not going abroad by himself and going over to Germany with mates and drinking. And I find it very funny that, like, the mother of the 16-year-old was buying slabs of drink for the son and his friends, even though the parents did not know about it. Like, geez, when I was 16, like, I was lucky to get a couple of cans off my dad going into the shop. Like, you know, never mind a fucking slab of 24 cans, like... And this one's going and buying a couple of slabs.
What she said. Now, she didn't go into detail. She said, we first clashed over this when I decided to give my son and his friends a few slabs of beer on his birthday. Now, I don't know how many cans she's talking about, because you can't buy slabs of 24 cans anymore here. They come in sixes or 12s or whatever. But I don't know how many cans she bought for how many people either.
So what age is her son again?
He's 16.
Well, we have a call coming on in a second, Chloe, whose son is 15. And I don't know is he just gone 15 or is he nearly 16? And the father actually buys him booze every weekend as well.
Buys him booze.
That's honestly disgraceful.
That's what the message says, yeah. Martin buys his 15-year-old booze.
What is your view? Like I said, I don't know how much alcohol she bought for the young fella for his 16th birthday. She does say in her message a couple of slabs. I don't know what she's exactly talking about or for how many. But all of the son's parents were happy enough with this. The only person that seems to be unhappy is her husband, and he does not want him drinking. He said that Irish culture has an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. Does he not have a point?
True, yeah, 100%. Everything in this country is based around alcohol. Every single thing. It's unreal. I see it all the time in my job. Like, even, you know, you're at a wedding, you're having drinks. You're going to a funeral, you're having drinks. A baby is born, you're having drinks. Fucking someone, everything is about it. You go into town for a shopping for the day, you go and have a few drinks. Like, it's unbelievable. It's unreal. Everything. I see it all the time in my job, and I see
this lady's husband, and you're right in everything you just said, Chloe. Everything in Irish society ultimately revolves around alcohol. This man doesn't want his son going down that road, basically.
And I don't blame him.
Okay, but do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because I'm going to be talking to that father in just a second. But before that, this is Eddie.
That's a good topic today, lads. And a fucking big part of the fucking social problems in Ireland. Parents letting their fucking kids drink too young, because the parents were let drink too young. So they go, well, there's no harm. And all of a sudden they're breeding the next generation of fucking scroats. There's one thing, letting your kid drink responsibly in front of you, probably a family party, but letting him fuck off to Oktoberfest on his own at 16? What the fucking hope. It's going to be a good show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Martin, you see no issue whatsoever with buying a couple of cans of beer for your 15-year-old every weekend.
I've no problem with it, Adrian. And I've had this conversation with you before. I've had this with you. Remember the last time I was on? I've actually bought his mates and all a few cans.
Right. So your young fella he's 15.
He's just turned 15.
Oh, he's just turned 15.
Oh, Jesus.
And sorry, have you an older child?
I do, yeah, I do. There is 19.
Oh, okay. So I was just wondering, you weren't talking to me about this buying drink for a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old. So your young fella has just turned 15, and you allow him to do what?
Have a few cans every weekend.
Have a few cans every weekend in the house?
Out in the shed, yeah.
Out in the shed?
He has a shed out the back, like, with the pool table in it.
Oh, right.
So it's converted. I have a bar out the back.
Oh, okay. So it's a converted shed. It's a bar with a pool table.
Yeah, because you remember the time the COVID came in there that time?
Yeah.
You know, so I built a little bar out the back. You know,
okay,
so.
Very nice, yeah. And your 15-year-old and his mates are out in the shed drinking and playing pool?
Yeah. Every Friday and Saturday.
Cans of what, by the way, or does that make a difference? Is some beer stronger than
just the Budweisers or, you know, whatever. Some of them go mad, like, and one of them, you know, the Sambucas and that shite, you know, that stuff.
And your son's mates are doing shots of Sambuca out in the shed?
Yeah, they drink the old Sambucas.
And
you know that stuff that doesn't taste like vodka.
It's disgusting. It's vile stuff.
Jesus.
So hang on. They're doing shots of Sambuca out in the shed, yeah. And do you not try to stop that?
Later, you know, at the end of the day, like, they're doing no harm. They're out in the shed, like, you know, it's only twice a week.
Now, geez, I just.
You know what I mean? Like.
No, Martin, I just looked up the alcohol percentage of Sambuca. So, beer, what's beer percentage? What's.
Not 4%.
What?
Four.
The alcohol percentage, Martin, of Sambuca is 38%.
Yeah, it's a pure spirit.
That's rocket fuel.
No, but I brought this stuff. I brought a bottle of this stuff back from Spain.
No, it doesn't matter where it comes from.
90% alcohol.
Jesus. But again, I want to talk about, we're not talking about Sambuca, we're talking about the fact that you allow a group of young fellas.
But if I don't allow him, Adam, he's going to go off around the corner and drink what he wants, and with who he wants, do you know what I mean?
So this is the lesser of
so
two
I'd
evils,
have
is it?
Under a watchful eye, sorry?
This is the lesser of two evils.
That's the way it is, like, do you know what I mean?
So you're saying he's under your watchful eye.
I don't have a problem with it, Aaron.
But obviously you don't if you're going to buy the bloody beer for him every weekend to drink it out in your bar.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Sometimes I wouldn't even bother my arse going up. Like, you just buy an old barrel, like, you know what I mean?
Buy a barrel? For the young fellas
so
to just...
The Friday,
for the young fellas to just pull night, their like, own beer?
Pull their own pints, like. We got 90 pints out of a barrel, like, you know what I mean?
Chloe, have you fallen off the chair there?
I nearly have. I've nearly fucking passed out with the shock. That's disgraceful.
How is it disgraceful?
I'm a fucking keg of beer.
That's going to be the type of young lad coming into work and
going to the pub every week, every day, and getting a fucking sore elbow with the
Hold on a minute. He works nearly 7 days a week. So I have no problems with him having a couple of drinks.
Sorry, he works 7 days a week.
He does.
And is he not in school?
No, he left the school. No.
Oh, he left school?
Yeah.
And he...
I'm telling you, I'm only out to be informed there. He's only 14.
Oh, so you didn't even know you don't know your own son's age.
I got fucking mixed up, like.
So, your 14-year-old son, firstly, it's illegal for a 14-year-old not to go to school. You have to get education up until the age of 16.
No, not if he's walking. And I have someone coming in giving him education.
You have somebody coming in giving him education, but he's out working 7 days a week.
Working 7 days a week. He gets an hour every night.
It's not
with
you.
Your man.
It's not you educating him, is it, Martin?
I hope not. He'd have to learn how to count.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah.
No, don't start to me now, tell you the truth. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life.
Well,
that's all.
First of all, don't threaten me on our own show. Thanks very much.
I'm not going to have that shit now off you, tell you the truth. I get on the show to tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you.
So this son of yours, who earlier on you said had just turned 15, he's actually still only 14. You buy beer for him and his mates to be out in the shed, which is a converted bar, and have the crack, and sometimes you even buy him a keg.
I do.
Do you realise the percentage? I just can't get over the Zambuca thing. I know because I would
He's not buying the Zambuca. Some young fellas arrived with it.
But I would be floored after two shots of Zambuca, I have to say, at 38% alcohol in them.
That means then that you can't drink, Jeremy. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, you need to stay off the alcohol. Like I've seen young fellas there putting back 10, 15 of them, not a bottle to them.
Jesus. Chloe, what do you say to... I mean, this is taking, you know, liberal parenting to a completely different level altogether.
It's just shocking, so it is. Absolutely shocking. I have two sons and there wouldn't be a fucking hope in hell that they'd be drinking Zambuca out my back garden, I tell you that. And for one thing, you said that they'd be down the corner doing it behind your back anyways. What hole do you not have a hole on your 14-year-old? Because I tell you, my son would have his leg broke if he was carrying on like that at 14.
But so he's not carrying on. All he does is has a few drinks. That's all he does, has a few beers.
If you're afraid that he's going to be going down the lane anyways to do it behind your back, have a hole on him and have a bit of fucking discipline on him.
I do have discipline on him. I make sure he goes out and he makes a living.
Clearly not, because you're afraid that he'd be going down the lane.
Chloe, we all do our kids differently, you know what I mean? Your two saints now are probably going to turn out to be two lawyers or something, like, you know, or two, what you call them, barristers or judges, you know, or angels, you know, God love them. So you're telling me your 14-year-old has never had a drink?
Well, my kids aren't that age yet, but they definitely wouldn't be at 14 or 15 or probably even 16. Not a fucking chance. Definitely
God love
not.
Them kids, lads. I swear in my life. I wouldn't like to have a mother like you, tell the truth.
Well, a mother that cares about them. That does everything for them.
Yeah, you're not strict, you know what I mean?
No,
they're going to go and do behind your back, like.
To care for you.
You're just too strict, like, you know what I mean? You need to let your hair down. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I do let my hair down, and that's why, because my kids respect me. That's why I'm strict on them.
I saw it's my kids. I hardly think he comes in now and starts calling me names and all. He comes in, he gets the height of respect for me. He puts half of his wages on the table every week. He's a good young lad.
My kids won't walk all over me. Okay, that's why.
Sorry?
Because my kids won't walk all over me. That's why I'm strict on
them. Neither does mine there now, sweetheart.
Because I didn't do it on my parents, and that's the way I was brought up. And I.
But that's your way. He has plenty of respect for me. Plenty. The height of respect.
Well, that's you saying it, not I don't know. I don't go to your house.
Like,
he doesn't come in
to me and tell me, here you, get me fucking 20 cans now. Like, he doesn't go, he wouldn't have an attitude with me, lad.
Okay,
so your
point is, even though he's only a young fella, we've discovered that he's only 14, you believe he's a responsible young fella, he doesn't carry on with drink on him, he doesn't act the maggot, and you are happy enough with your decision to allow him to have a few drinks.
I am, Edwin, because he goes out in sights, you know, nearly 7 days a week, as it says.
I have to say, I don't agree with that gobshite that's on the line, Martin, but I regularly see videos on YouTube of fellas in pubs. Have you seen some of these videos giving like their 5-year old pints of Guinness to
Yeah, but that's
dogs?
Ridiculous, carry on.
Oh my God. Like, so if you think this is rare, it's actually not. There's so many videos on YouTube that pop up. In fact, there wasn't a video last year that popped up of a baby sitting in the backseat of a car vaping.
Vaping, yeah, yeah.
But I saw another one only a couple of weeks ago where there was a kid sitting on his father's lap in the pub, and the father had a pint of Guinness in front of him in the pub and go on, son, knock that pint back. And literally the kid was about 7 years of age, knocked back a pint of Guinness.
Martin, I have to say to you, the reaction that we're getting in from people is one of disbelief. They're horrified by what they're hearing for two reasons. One, that you allow your 14-year-old to drink in the shed with all of his mates. Two, that you actually buy the drink for him. But three, that your 14-year-old is working 7 days a week and isn't in school.
No, he's not at school, no. So what am I supposed to do? Pay the brains of him and drag him down to school? Or let him go on the bus and go out to work? Like, what do I do?
By law in Ireland, you're meant to attend full-time education until you're 16. So
He gets a fella comes out from once a day for an hour every evening, and he does an hour's tutoring with him.
Okay. Is he going to do exams or anything like that? No? Yeah.
He's going to be a carpenter, to tell you the truth.
He's going to be a carpenter. That's fantastic. No, yeah. I have no issue. I'm shocked that a 14-year-old is out working 7 days a week, and you say he's on a building site. I can't imagine any building site allowing a 14-year-old on site.
See, he's a big looking 14, you know what I mean? He'd get away with it. Like, he'd go into the shop, like, and get 20 smokes, no problem. You know what I mean? Without asking for ID, like. He's a big lad, like. Now, he doesn't smoke, but he goes in, like, for his mates, like, and he gets them 20 smokes. You know what I mean? He's a big 14, like. That's how I got mixed up there with the age. I'm sorry about that.
Stay there for a second, Martin, if you can, please. I want to bring in Darren, who's a little bit angry.
And you're saying there, if you make something inaccessible, they'll want it even more. Well, you're doing that with drugs, with weed, with cannabis, whatever. Like, that's absolute madness. I cannot believe that you said there's no evil in alcohol. Like, that's an absolute stupid statement to make.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Darren. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Catherine.
I'm just getting my jaw off the floor.
you and me both, I have to say.
I think Martin got into his keg already today.
No, I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink?
I don't drink.
I know.
You don't drink, but you're willing to buy poison to put into your baby.
Sorry, Martin, you saying you don't drink is like the Pope saying I don't say prayers.
Well, that's not you, Jeremy. Me and you never see eye to eye, so that's the way it's going to be.
So hang on, you don't drink alcohol, Martin, yet you buy it for your 14-year-old.
I do, yeah. Because at the time of the lockdown there, all my mates and all this, they couldn't get a pint anywhere. So, oh, sir, I'm building a bell.
Do you believe that?
And
he
you're
just
giving
drink?
It to a young child.
Look, hold on a minute there,
look. You're buying
excited.
It for him.
I don't buy nothing for nobody. He pays for himself. He gives me the money.
Because you make him work.
I don't make him work. It was his decision. He didn't want to go to school, so he went to work.
He doesn't have a choice at 14. At 14, you go to school.
Look, hold on a minute, love. Some kids are different than other kids, yeah?
Yeah.
So the way it is with my young lads, yeah? Now, I had them, what you call them gobshites, Yulfla. I had them stupid cunts out with me. God, I'm sorry for cursing at them. But I said to your man, right, so I'll put a jumper on him in the morning and I'll drag him down the road to school. And what'll happen to me then? I'll get charged.
They came out to protect the child because he's not being protected.
No, they didn't.
Home.
They came out to be nosy. And I ran them. Get the fuck out of my life and go and look after people that do need a bit of help. The kids walking around there, not a bone on them. And they're looking for money for the mammies and daddies. Would you go away, will you? Go away from me. This country is driving me fucking mad.
So, Martin, can I ask you a question? And this is a genuine question. Do you think you are doing anything wrong, anything immoral, or anything dangerous by allowing your 14-year-old and his mates to drink alcohol in your shed, in your bar?
I do. I know. I know. Jesus, Adrian, I know I'm doing wrong. I know I am.
So why do you do it if you know it's wrong?
Because he's one of them young lads that, look,
he has a problem with ADHD and stuff like that, you know. And he just, he, there's no problems with him. He, when he has a few drinks on the weekend, he just, he appreciates it, like, and it's like he's looking forward to it, like, you know what I mean? And he goes out to work, like, and it, the way he looks at it is like, Dad, like, I deserve another drink. You know, he says, look, I have nothing. Well, there would you mind if I went out to the bar?
Well, there you go, Martin, all the years of research.
It'd be a different, Martin, it'd be a different story now if he turned around and said, listen, Dad, could I have a shot of heroin or something? You know, I'd then.
You do have certain standards.
But come here, but Martin, all the researchers that scientists have been doing and psychologists out to how to treat ADHD in children, I can't believe...
They never said, give him a pint.
They never thought, give him a Zambuca. That'll sort out the ADHD.
No, nobody ever said that to me.
But the fact that you're able to work that out yourself, that the cure for ADHD is alcohol.
I didn't mean it that way. Like, you know, I'm just saying he has ADHD, like, and that's...
No, that's fair enough.
Do me a favour, Martin. Stay there for 1 second, Martin, if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. And Robbie.
There's a good chance most 15, 16-year-olds are probably out drinking now. I don't know if it's as big as what it was back when I was that age many years ago. But I think they're still doing it. And I think within reason, it's safer to do it at home. If they're going to do it, you know, they can learn about the dangers of alcohol better with the parents.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breda?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Breda. You're horrified by what you're hearing here.
I am absolutely disgusted that you are entertaining someone who is a child abuser.
Relax there, Breda. I wouldn't have described him as a child abuser.
Allowing any person under the age of 18 to consume alcohol in any form is child abuse. You might as well give some fireworks and drugs.
Okay, but Martin or Layla, who contacted us in the first place, isn't giving drugs or fireworks, just a couple of beers.
But giving alcohol to under 18s is as bad as supplying drugs. No matter what form you take it in, it's still illegal.
It's actually not illegal to consume alcohol under the age of 18. It's illegal to sell alcohol to an under 18.
What that man on the other line is doing is disgusting and despicable, and you have a moral obligation to report this animal.
But I've only got his word to go on here, Breda. On what grounds do you report somebody? A man said...
Well, if you want to pass his number on to me, I will call him myself.
We won't be doing that, Breda.
Sorry, Breda, can I explain something to you? Do you understand anything about GDPR?
I'm not an idiot.
So you know what GDPR is?
I do.
Go on now, Breda. Well, what is it then? What is it? Explain to Adam or Jeremy.
I don't speak to people.
Because you're talking through your ass, that's why. You're talking through your ass. Now get off the phone.
I have two daughters. And they didn't have their first taste of alcohol until they were 21. Not even 18. 21.
Well, that's your business. This is a called opinions.
And now, they are more likely to order a glass of wine with mommy.
Okay.
Young women.
How many bottles of wine would you drink, Breda?
I don't drink alcohol.
You don't drink alcohol.
See what you had to say? Oh, you're a dirty liar.
Breda, your daughters, neither of them, you claim, drank a drop of alcohol until they were 21.
They did not. And me and their father regularly... Why are you shouting down the phone, you ignorant man? Stop shouting down the phone.
Because you're telling lies.
Are you drunk now? Are you drunk?
I don't drink, love.
Are you after being listening to this show?
Are you?
Okay. The irony of this conversation is I have people on the line here who are polar opposites about alcohol, but both don't drink alcohol, which is interesting.
They probably should.
Breda, you say your daughters didn't drink.
I breathalyze them every time they come home. I breathalyze them. You buy the breathalyzers in the chemist to get them to blow into them. And I know for a fact that there is absolutely nothing funny about this conversation. So alcohol destroys families.
Sorry, Brita. Up until the age of 21, you breathalyze your own daughters.
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
I did breathalyze them, yes. They took a pledge. They took a pledge until they were 21.
They took a pledge until they were 21.
They did.
And you... sorry, Martin.
Calm down there, Martin.
I love this show to tell you the truth, I swear.
You,
I don't find anything funny about alcohol is a drug. It is a legal drug.
This show, they're one of the number one shows in Ireland. I swear to good God. People in America now do ring and say, you know what, this pledge, this, has ever heard of Opinions Matter? To listen to this in America, that's how good this show is. Well, you know what I mean?
It's not supposed to be a comedy show.
It's not because of you now, Jeremy. It's got to
Brita. I think that man is actually smoking something very funny, and I don't think you should have him on your show because I believe that you're exploiting something.
Okay, hang on. Brita, I want to go back to what you just said, which I find outrageous, and that is the fact that you breathalyzed your daughters over the age of 18, from 18 to 21, you breathalyzed them. These are grown adults.
From 13 to 21. Not from 18, from 13.
But I'm talking about when they were 18, they were grown adults, and you were still breathalyzing them.
Yes. Now, I breathalyzed them, and they had no problem with it because they had nothing to hide.
You obviously didn't trust your own daughters, or you wouldn't have breathalyzed them.
I look out for their welfare. I'm concerned that they're going to end up like the other tramps out there who are getting drunk and leaving themselves open to predators.
Now we're victim blaming as well.
I'm not victim blaming. I am stating facts. Women drink too much. They leave themselves open. Their inhibitions go out the window, and they become prey for predators. And I do not want that of my daughters.
Now, I don't have a huge problem with the whole breathalyzing thing because I tell you, the one
18-year-olds, grown
adults, fantastic, Jeremy. I cannot recommend them enough. They are fantastic. You can buy them in the chemist.
No, I have a breathalyzer.
You put them together very easily, and they are very, 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 very good and very accurate as well.
The problem is as well with teenagers now are all vaping, and the reason they're vaping is because if you were 15 or 16, you were smoking, you couldn't go home because you would smell smoke, and your parents would know.
When I was a teenager, I ate chewing gum like it was going out of fashion.
Yeah, but now you have teenagers standing outside shops and they're literally sucking on vapes like mad, and the parents can never find out about it. So at least she kept...
Know that my daughters aren't vaping either, because once a month I will go through their bedroom, and I have never, in all my years, I've done this since they were yay high, since they have their own friends, just because I think that, you know, you need to know what your children are doing. And I have never, ever found alcohol or anything like cigarettes or anything worrying in their bedroom.
But Brita, when they turned, I assume they're in their late 20s now, 30s, are they? Like, they're old now.
They're in their 20s, mid-20s.
But when they turned 18, did they not just say, pardon my French, fuck off, ma'am, I'm an adult now, I'll do whatever I want?
Well, first of all, they wouldn't say that to me because they have respect, and they should have respect, and I would expect nothing less than respect. Second of all, I've told them, I've said to both of them, that's fine, you don't have to do the test. I've also made them take drug tests, I'm fair to say. But I would never agree.
It sounds like the strictest house in the world.
Nobody can trust their children 100%. And I have said to them,
obviously
you
don't trust yours. Obviously you don't. But sorry, Brita, I want to go back to the point of this conversation, which was the email that we got from the lady that we're calling Layla. And Layla has allowed her 16-year-old to drink beer for his birthday. The young fella's going off on a trip with friends to Germany where he can legally drink beer, but daddy is not having any of it. You obviously are siding with daddy, are you?
I will be 100% with him, yes. I remember when my daughters were doing their leaving cert, we were having a night here in the house and they were asking about wine. And what I did, and this was actually quite clever, is I actually got non-alcoholic wine, but I didn't say anything. So I let them think that they were having a drink before they went. And that was a condition that they could go if they promised me that they would not consume alcohol. So they still hadn't.
Can I ask you, How have you developed such a, and I have to use this expression because the only way I can describe your attitude, such an anal attitude to alcohol?
Well, first of all, I feel that women in particular are very vulnerable with alcohol. They don't, Irish women in particular tend to be selfies. I mean, Irish women have no concept of safe drinking or drinking just, you know, having one or two. I have seen the way Irish women go on leaving themselves open to sexual predators, and I don't want that for my daughters. I don't want them leaving themselves in a situation where they, and now because I have been so anal, as you disgustingly called it, now they don't drink. If we go out for a meal, they'll order a sparkling water.
They're probably afraid of their life to have a drink in front of you, to add the truth.
Hang on, I have to defend Breida here. Don't, and this pisses me off, and you do it as well sometimes, Adrian. I've been out on nights with you where I haven't been drinking, and I get slagged as being a dry shite. It's actually okay. I know this is foreign language.
Her daughters are probably terrified to have a drink in front of her.
No, you're knocking her daughters because they don't drink alcohol. That is wrong. She should be very proud of the fact that they don't drink alcohol.
And you think it's okay for a parent to be breathalyzing 18 to 21-year-olds?
No, but I'm saying you're a little
smart. Well, I have told them, if you don't want to take the breathalyzer test, if you don't want to urinate, just give me a sample to dip for drugs, that is fine. Go and live elsewhere. Find alternative accommodation because you are not staying here under my roof when you are possibly drinking and doing drugs.
Have you yourself ever consumed alcohol?
I had maybe a tipple many years ago, but it is not something that I generally do. No. Okay.
You probably, in fairness, and I don't say this lightly, you probably should though, because it would probably lighten you up a bit. And you're very, if you don't mind me saying so, you're very highly strong.
I'm anything but highly strong. At the party, you'll find me doing the limbo or whatever it is before anybody else. I'm not highly strong. I'm great fun. I know how to have fun without needing alcohol.
Yeah,
and I'm trying
you.
To instill that in my
daughter.
Okay,
stay there for a second, Breida. I want to go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Now, I don't know who shocked you more. Was it Martin allowing his 15?
I was coming on to pick my jaw off the floor from Martin saying his 14-year-old was drinking. And then I'm listening to her with the victim blaming Irish women. We go out and get drunk and then go look to get sexually assaulted. Is she for fucking real?
Yes, I am.
Seriously. Yeah. That's a fucking joke. So I can't go out to a pub and have a couple of drinks. So I can't go to the pub and have a couple of drinks, but I leave myself open to be fucking molested or raped by
any man. I'd say any man would be hardwired to go near you. I'd say he'd have to be desperate.
This coming from you, you're the most anal caller they've ever had. Who breathalyzes their 18-year-old kids?
Breida did.
I've never called this
show
before.
You are so fucking anal. It's unbelievable. You're up your own hole. And to turn around and say,
you don't know anything about me.
No, you're pissing me off because you went on and you said,
I don't care.
Irish women, you are victim-blaming Irish women. How fucking dare you say that about Irish women?
They bring us on themselves.
You are a fucking joke. How dare you? How fucking dare you? Stay
on the other
side of that phone. No, because you are victim-blaming women. I'm going to kill her. So you are victim-blaming women. So I can't go to the pub and have a few drinks, but I leave myself open.
I didn't say you can't. I didn't say you can't.
Yes, you did!
I said, please do it. Absolutely, women do it. I see all these slobby Irish bouncies going around all the time. But the problem is that when you do it, you are leaving yourself in a very vulnerable position, and a position that is self-inflicted and unnecessary.
You are basically saying, I can't go for a drink, that I'm a bousy, that I leave myself open to be sexually assaulted or something.
You can go for a drink, but watch what you drink. Limit your drink. Have three spritzers.
Why can't
go
out then and get absolutely twisted drunk and not have to worry about a bloke?
Because you might get raped.
But why? Why can't I go to a pub?
Because there are rapists in the world. That's why. Because there are rapists in the world.
Now you're calling all men rapists. Now you're calling all men rapists.
Well, any man that has sex with a woman who is under the influence, be it his partner or not, has a red flag for me.
Okay, hang on. This is where I have to stop you. Okay, hang on a second. Breida, on our wedding night, yeah?
You're a rapist, Jeremy.
Well, jeez, calm down there. Let's rewind the tape there.
Let's hear the story first.
Yeah, fucking hell. On her wedding night, Breida, my wife got more intoxicated than I did. and we did the do on the wedding night, as people do on the wedding night. Are you saying I'm a rapist?
That's exactly what you're saying.
No,
I'm
no.
sorry. Was your wife coherent?
Sorry, what?
Oh, God.
Was she not?
Would your wife have driven a car? Would she have gotten into a car and driven a car?
No, she couldn't have driven a car on the wedding
then
night.
Then you behaved inappropriately. You took advantage of somebody who's drunk and you tried to justify that.
Oh my God,
you
tried to
I would expect nothing less. If you can actually tell by looking at Jeremy that there is something not right. But if she could not get into a car and drive, if she could not go in and sign forms in a bank, then you should not have had your penis inside her vagina.
Right, but that's a disgusting way to speak about you. Can I just say something to you, because you're after annoying me now. You are, there's something, you're a bit twisted in your views on things. I agreed with you.
Have you heard about consent?
I defend.
Okay,
we're getting totally off topic here. The fact of the matter is, Breda, you did not allow your own children to drink until they were 21.
Because they will end up like that girl Lucy on the other line and be a prey for sexual predators and probably end up raped.
Well, her name isn't Lucy. Her name is Lorraine.
But hold on, can I respond, please?
You can.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. You are a bowsy. I don't want to hear it.
I'm a bowsy. I'm with my partner 13 years. I have three beautiful
kids. And he probably has sex with you drunk as well. He probably has sex with you drunk.
There's you jumping to conclusions. You're a fucking tick. You've never met me. You've never met my partner. You've never met my kids.
And you're shouting down the phone. Who looks worse, Lucy?
I'm not Lucy, you fucking tick. My name's Lorraine. Adrian said it to you. I said it to you.
I don't care what your name is. Are you? Is this inconceivable that you could have a conversation without using that language?
I'm going to ask you one final question before I let you go. This lady who contacted us about her husband having an issue with their 16-year-old young fella having a drink, you reckon she's the one in the wrong, she should not allow her 16-year-old to drink, and they shouldn't allow the young fella to go to Germany?
My word to every parent listening right now is, that, yes, that is it in one, but also get breathalyzers. Tell your children, if you find alcohol in their system when you breathalyze them, pick them out. If they refuse to do the test, pick them out. With no money and no food, they will have no choice but to surrender and live a clean life.
I have an issue with you, and before you go, before you hang up,
I think you're a pervert. Oh.
Okay. If you don't, doesn't apologise. She's been banned from this
show. Get her
show.
Off the phone. I mean, Lorraine, let me ask you the question about your advice for this lady, Layla, who's the one who contacted us in the first place.
We're going to go back to the original thing now. I have no problem or issue if I have kids, though they're not at that age, but if my 16-year-old was to have a drink in front of me, one or two cans, that wouldn't bother me. I think at 16, if he's gone away on a lad's holiday on his own, I think he's too immature. If he's gone with the school, it wouldn't bother me.
Okay, and from what I understand, well, no, it's not a school trip. He's 16and planning a trip with his mates to Germany this October. Now, I doubt they're going to Oktoberfest, but maybe they are.
If it's just him and all his mates going on his own at the age of 16, I think a 16-year-old boy is too immature to handle that responsibility of being abroad on your own. You don't have mummy and daddy. What if something goes wrong with one of your friends or something goes wrong?
So the couple of drinks in the house you don't have an issue with, but allowing him to go to Germany where he could be drinking, you do have an issue with.
Yeah, at least at home, I can supervise it. I know where they are. I know what's going on. But abroad, no. I think a 16-year-old is too immature.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Lorraine. Let me bring in Emma on this.
Hey, lads. Can you just ask Breda for me, when she breathalyzed them and they were over the age of 18, if it was over the limit, what were the consequences? They're adults. What the fuck? Breda the bell end,
Well, I think the consequences, Emma, were, as you just heard her describe, she would throw them out. Literally throw them out if they had alcohol in their system. And one final message from Sean.
I don't even know how to start asking this question. I really wish I could come on because this is so entertaining. I do have a quick question, though, for Breda, if she's still there. If you spend £6 per breathalyzer test for two people per day, that's 12 per day. Over the course of 6 years, you're looking at about £26,000. So is there any way that she could explain what justification she had? Therapy for overdoing it with the alcohol would have been cheaper.
I love the way you've done the maths. Now, the breathalyzer I have, that I have in my car for mornings after and stuff like that, mm-hmm. is a reusable one. It's not a...
A one-off.
No, you literally put the straw into it and you can use it as many times as you want. Yep. Have you got one of those?
I have one of them as well, yep.
You probably didn't always have one though, did you?
I've always had one, yeah.
No, I don't think you have.
Oh, no, in the last 20 years I have.
No, I'd say it's a recent purchase.
No, I've had it for years.
Did you get it on Temu?
On Temu? I wouldn't buy anything off Temu.
I bought my breathalyzer on Temu.
Shite. Oh, it's here. It probably reads the opposite. When it says zero, you're locked.
I'd say yours is a recent purchase.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.